Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. We're learning more today about the investigation into a series of hit-and-run crashes that police say were all intentional. Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill says the driver was seen accelerating before hitting several women. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with the latest. Amy?
Maria, this is all about that acceleration that detectives were able to use to connect the different cases along with other similarities.
And we started to piece it together because the information that was coming together identified the same vehicle.
District Attorney Sim Gill tells KSL's Dave Nujanovic that all the victims were women who all survived and are recovering. He says it's possible there are even more victims. The suspect, 26-year-old On Pham, is in police custody facing multiple attempted murder charges. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
We have some developing news. A woman accused of killing her husband, then writing a children's book on grief, is now facing additional charges. A new accusation has been presented that she tried to kill her husband weeks earlier on Valentine's Day. Now she faces additional aggravated murder and attempted murder charges. She also had charges added for mortgage fraud, insurance fraud, forgery. Court documents say Corey Richardson submitted fake bank statements to secure a mortgage loan in 2021. She is also accused of forging her husband's name on a life insurance application. Charges have been officially filed against a Wasatch County Sheriff's Office employee who was arrested last week. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more.
Prosecutors have filed 10 felony charges against 58-year-old Mitchell McKee, who at the time of his arrest was the Wasatch County Sheriff's Administrative Services Director. According to new charging documents, McKee was initially pulled over by police in Heber in January with a 15-year-old boy inside the car. Police say the boy told them he was there to have sex with McKee, who he knew from social media as Doug, in exchange for nicotine vape pens, and that this wasn't the first time they met up. Since McKee was a sheriff's office employee, the case was eventually handed over to the Utah Attorney General's office. The charges against him now include human trafficking, sexual abuse, and sexual exploitation of a minor. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story. Several teams from the U.S. Coast Guard are continuing their search and rescue efforts for the six people unaccounted for in the overnight Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. ABC Transportation reporter Sam Sweeney says even though the scene has been contained, rescuers will face difficult conditions in order to rescue those six victims.
You have to remember that the conditions out there are rough. It is cold, it is windy, and that water temperature is roughly 47 degrees. A person can handle that for about an hour before hypothermia sets in. You have divers, you have rescuers on boats, in helicopters, swarming this area, trying to find anybody that may be hanging on to something. But this is an incredibly dangerous operation.
Speaking from the White House, President Biden addressed the bridge collapse. He vowed that the federal government will provide any and all resources needed for the city to rebuild the bridge following that accident.
I've directed my team to move heaven and earth to reopen the port and rebuild the bridge as soon as humanly possible. And we're going to work hand in hand with the support of Maryland to support Maryland, whatever they ask for.
So far, authorities do not suspect terrorism or foul play. They say the boat that crashed into the bridge experienced a power outage just before hitting the major roadway, sending at least eight people in their cars plummeting into the river. Utah State lawmaker Phil Lyman is blaming the Baltimore bridge collapse on the governors who prioritized diversity. The candidate for Utah's governor made the statement on social media this morning in response to a post from the Young Conservative Federation. They said one of the commissioners for the Port of Baltimore knows nothing about ports, but instead is a diversity, equity, and inclusion consultant. Other national stories KSL is following. The U.S. Supreme Court is hearing arguments regarding the use of an abortion drug that's been on the market since 2000. Mifepristone is used in more than half of abortions in the U.S. Recently, the FDA eased restrictions on its use, which allowed it to be distributed by mail. An anti-abortion group brought the latest suit to the nation's high court, claiming it's unsafe for use and that the FDA's recent rollback on restrictions should be overturned. Jessica Ellsworth represents Danko Labs, the pharmaceutical company that makes the leading brand of mifepristone. She says the justices are wading into regulating an agency which isn't their job.
Second-guessing the scientific, data-driven judgments of an independent agency is an extreme position that could inject uncertainty across American life.
Abortion rights advocates say the FDA underwent rigorous consideration when it eased up on those restrictions. First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese.
Good afternoon, Maria. Well, right now, Valley Freeway traffic in good shape. But remember, higher elevations are still seeing snowfall like I-80 in Parley's Canyon, Big and Little Cottonwood Canyon, and Provo Canyon on Highway 189. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
Join your friends who rely on KSL each morning for the fastest routes to work and school.
I like traffic on the nines.
So I need to get the kids up earlier so that my son isn't driving quickly in a snowstorm.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines on KSL News Radio.
Rick at loansbyrick.com has some important information for anyone in Utah and Idaho who's thinking of buying a house. Do it now. Don't wait until summer, because home prices in those two states will likely increase by 10 to 20% due to in-migration from California and other states. That means a house that costs $400,000 right now will go up by $40,000 to $80,000 with multiple offers. Interest rates may drop later in the year, possibly to the 6% range, but the increased cost of the home will mean that your monthly payments will go up by a lot. So start looking and buy now. Refinance when the interest rates go down. Waiting to buy your home will only hurt you in the long run. For more details and buying strategies, call Rick at loansbyrick.com right now. 801-809-SAVE. Rick can evaluate your situation and get you on the path to buying a home today. 801-809-SAVE or click loansbyrick.com.
Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241179, and Vintage Lending, NMLS 287106, are equal housing lenders. Some restrictions apply.
When the weather warms up, it's like a stampede, except instead of dust stirred up by hundreds of hooves, it's a cascade of phone calls to Advanced Window Products. This is Jeff Kaplan. Soon as the sun shines and the snow's gone, people want new windows and frames from Utah's number one custom window maker, and the wait for installation grows longer. But right now, you can get near the front of the line by calling for a quote and get $2,500 off when you purchase 10 windows or more. That's on top of the incredible savings for the highest quality double pane windows and frames, any style, any color. See, at Advanced Window Products, they actually build the windows here in Utah, they install the windows, and they guarantee them for life. There's no middleman, and they can pass the savings on to you. They even offer buy now, pay later. So get in before the wait grows longer and get the $2,500 off. Get your new windows this spring. Make the call. Advanced Window Products, 801-850-9100. That's 801-850-9100. Or visit AdvancedWindowsUSA.com.
What's in your garden? Oakdale Organic Compost nutrient-rich formula makes vegetables, flowers, trees, and lawns grow beautifully. No wonder it's the official compost of Thanksgiving Point. Visit Oakdale.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's New News. Recapping our top story, Corey Richens, the woman who published a children's book on grief, is now facing a new charge, accusing her of trying to kill her husband on Valentine's Day. That was weeks before he was actually killed, a crime that she is now accused of. KSL News Time, 1208. Utah state-run universities are working to help students earn a bachelor's degree in only 3 years. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has the details.
The name of the game here is providing students with more options and faster pathways towards careers. There's also some coordination with the workforce going on here, because in order for a program to get the 3-year approval, it needs to meet learning outcomes, provide value for students, and be recognized and accepted by employers. Now, ultimately, the State Board of Education makes the call on if a program gets this treatment. And you can bet there will be emphasis given towards programs which lead to careers that benefit the state or the nation as a whole. Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Many people who already filed their taxes are looking forward to a tax refund. Bankrate spokesman Ted Rossman tells KSL News Radio's David Dujanovic most people are being responsible with their windfall.
One big change this year is that savings is number one, debt payoff is number two. Last year it was reversed.
Rossman says recent research shows most people have decided not to make a big splurge with their tax refunds, but they aren't paying off as much debt as they used either. Americans are attending church less often, but a new study says the exception is members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson has the story.
A new Gallup poll shows only about 1 in 3 Americans reported going to church weekly or almost weekly. Meanwhile, 2/3 of Latter-day Saints say they attended regularly. The data also shows that church attendance has dropped about 12% since the survey was first issued in 2000, but not so for LDS members. Their numbers have dropped only by 1 percentage point.
The Gallup poll points out young adults are less likely to attend church compared to other adults. The man who helped keep an iconic Ogden theater open passed away last week, and people gathered to remember his legacy. KSL-TV's Lauren Steinbrecher reports.
Van Summerall grew up coming to Peary's Egyptian Theater, eventually working here. So when the theater fell on hard times, Van's nephew Ryan Summerall says Van and his friends worked for over a decade to restore and reopen the iconic Ogden building his uncle was so fond of.
Ryan says his uncle was involved up to the very end. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Ricky, what a difference a day makes.
It does. However, in the valley, there are still some areas with wet road surfaces and higher elevations, still seeing some snowfall. In fact, we have restrictions in place for Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons. We've had a mess of accidents on I-80 and Parleys. One that remains is westbound to I-80 at Lambs Canyon at the top of the on-ramp. It's mostly over to the right. And we also have a surface street crash with possible injuries just called out, 1300 East Westminster. That's about 1900 South. Box Elder County has gone to the birds. Spring migration is here at Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge. See what visitors are chirping about with Box Elder County. For info, activities, and more, visit boxeldercounty.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The large-scale pattern hasn't changed too much, so we'll go for rain, snow, showers today, high of 50 degrees. Overnight, dipping off to 33, with a chance for a lake-effect snow showers in Davis, Weber, and even Salt Lake counties. 53 tomorrow afternoon, partly cloudy skies, and a cold front on Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy skies in downtown Salt Lake City and 43 degrees. Coming up on Utah's New News, Salt Lake County District Attorney is sharing more about how police connected a series of hit and runs to one man. We'll hear from him about this disturbing case, intentionally targeting women. That's next, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station. One of the best things about losing weight is knowing that yard work isn't going to take so much out of me this year. If you've been carrying around extra fat on your belly, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. It does a real number on your back. Not this year. I've lost 25 pounds in the past 60 days. My back is happier, and I have a lot more energy, too. It's all thanks to Salt Lake City Fat Loss. They've made it easy for me to lose up to a pound a day naturally, safely, and effectively. There are no prepackaged meals, no surgery, no injections. Their program is science-based. It's not a fad diet. It's just an easy eating plan that fits perfectly into my busy schedule. Check it out for yourself. Just go to slcfatloss.com to schedule your free consultation. You can do it in person or virtually, and you will love their app, which allows you to get quick answers to any questions or concerns that you may have. This is a great way to jumpstart your weight loss before summer. I've lost 25 pounds in the first 60 days, and you can too. Call 801-450-1882 or go to slcfatloss.com. That is slcfatloss.com.
Spring is in the air, but so are airborne allergens like tree pollen, grass, mold, and ragweed. If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage springs into action quickly, helping you breathe more clearly in just 30 seconds. And you don't need a never-ending cycle of decongestants that can leave you feeling drowsy. Navage is the fast and easy drug-free allergy solution that helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier. Get Navage today so you can get outdoors and enjoy your favorite springtime activities. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Breathe easy.
In the history of the world, nobody has ever said, yay, we need a new roof. But when things aren't quite right up there, don't wait. Call IWC Roofing, the highest rated roofing contractor in Utah. IWC has been in business since 1997, and they offer the best value pricing in Utah, along with the best warranty in the business. They're one of the few Owens Corning Platinum certified roofers in the entire state. They have their own installers, no subcontractors crawling around on your roof. And at IWC Roofing, they'll send you pictures from up on the roof to show that you're getting exactly what you paid for. In most cases, they'll re-roof your home in one day. They'll clean up and pressure wash your driveway. IWC roofs more homes than any other company in Utah, so they can offer you a better price. And right now, an extra $1,500 off your new roof. Call IWC Roofing for a no-pressure quote, 801-232-5690. Call 801-232-5690 or go to IWCRoofingUtah.com.
Any Hour Services free furnace sale is going on right now. If you haven't scheduled your free estimate yet, do it now. Call Any Hour Services today or schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
prosecutors have officially filed several felony charges against a Wasatch County Sheriff's Office employee who was arrested at his home last week. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Smoltz.
Second, the NTSB is expected to speak around 12:30 about the bridge collapse in Baltimore. Six people are still unaccounted for after a container ship crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge early this morning. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
The traction laws are in place for both Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons. All vehicles, you must have approved traction devices. And here in the Salt Lake County area, a crash with possible injuries. 13th East Westminster, that's about 1900 South, partially blocking traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Deja vu today with more rain, snow, showers. I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 43 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national story.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Maryland, the frantic search for six people still unaccounted for continues after a cargo ship hit the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore as it was leaving port in the dark of night. The crew reportedly calling in a mayday after losing power, but the exact cause remains under investigation. Federal authorities say there are no indications of terrorism. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more on rescue efforts.
It started out in the pitch black, and that's something that's been such a challenge with the search and rescue effort, that this collision happened at 1:30 in the morning. It was the middle of the night and it was windy, and the tide has now come in as they're trying to do the search and rescue. The focus remains on the search and rescue effort. The Coast Guard has been here all morning. A lot of helicopters overhead. They're really trying to look for those six people who are unaccounted for.
Baltimore's port, one of the largest in the country for shipments of coal, vehicles, and everyday goods. That span also serves as a major artery for traffic. President Biden today pledging federal aid and resources needed to fix it.
I've directed my team to move heaven and earth to reopen the port and rebuild the bridge as soon as humanly possible. And we're going to work hand in hand with the support of Maryland to support Maryland, whatever they ask for.
The Supreme Court today hearing arguments on the abortion drug mifepristone. It's been available to women for more than two decades. Now a group that opposes abortion rights is challenging the FDA's rollback on restrictions. ABC's Mary Alice Park has more.
It wasn't as though another pharmaceutical company was suing about this pill in some competitor sense. It wasn't as though a patient who had suffered sort of harm was suing. They argued that the anti-abortion medical groups who had brought this case against these regulations, against this pill, were basing it completely on hypotheticals.
Justices are not expected to make a decision on the case until June. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. We're learning more about the investigation into a series of hit-and-run crashes that police say were all intentional. Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill spoke with Dave and Dujanovic this morning about how they finally connected the crimes.
This conduct was hidden under sort of the frequency of accidents that happened. It was just, and you know, as you know, our probable cause statement lays conduct going back to 2023. And then the frequency with which it also escalated in 2024. I hope this is all of it, but we're out there trying to investigate that. But it is that volume of conduct that was there. And we started to piece it together because the information that was coming together identified the same vehicle. some of the intelligence work and the investigative work that was done by Salt Lake City PD, Sandy PD, and the accident reconstruction, we started to piece that it was the same vehicle. And all of a sudden, those pieces started to fall together, that this isn't some accident one-off, but maybe more intentional, more deliberate, and targeting women in particular over a course of time and over multiple incidents that we have thus far identified.
26-year-old An Duy Pham is now in police custody facing multiple attempted murder charges. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
Good speeds on your valley freeways, but higher elevations. Remember, wet and snowy, and if you're traveling I-80, that still has some slush on the road. So in Parley's Canyon, you want to use a little bit of caution. We still have the remainder of the accident at the top of the on-ramp at Lambs Canyon to westbound I-80 on the right. Now, for those in Big and Little Cottonwood, restrictions are in place. And we also still have the cleanup of a crash at 13th East Westminster. That's about 1900 South, partially blocking traffic. Zero res, get one room clean starting at just $25 with a four-room minimum and 25% off all other services. Use promo code CLEANWEEK. Zero res. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast. We've got a high of 50 degrees today with a chance for rain and snow showers. Into Wednesday, maybe early morning snow showers, then partly cloudy, 53 the high. 60 on Thursday, we'll look at rain late in the day. Mostly cloudy skies, 57 on Friday. Saturday, 60, mostly cloudy. Easter Sunday, 61, and a chance for showers. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
It's mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City and 43 degrees. This 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. It's a great day for the markets. The Dow right now up by about 0.25%. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
This is the year to go see Utah Symphony and Utah Opera. The lineup is stacked. With beloved classical masterworks like Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, the tragic love story La Boheme, favorite movies like Disney's Frozen, and an unforgettable evening with Broadway star Audra McDonald, there is so much to love. Tickets start as low as $21, so secure great seats for extraordinary live music experiences now at usuo.org. On March 29th and 30th, hear a violinist at the top of her game. International competition winner Serena Huang is making her debut with the Utah Symphony, performing Dvorak's Violin Concerto. It's one of his most popular pieces, but so difficult that it's only attempted by the top violinists. Feel the energy in your limbs as the violinist's bow dances across her strings. It's monumental, dramatic, and selling fast. Get your tickets now at utahsymphony.org.
Don't miss the Utah Symphony performing Dvorak's Violin Concerto. Get your tickets at utahsymphony.org.
Devotion to country, service to Utah. Brent Orrin Hatch had a front row seat, watching his father serve our state faithfully in the Senate. A constitutional conservative and lifelong Republican, Brent Orrin Hatch is a champion for the rule of law. He's running for Senate to stop this lawless president from destroying our country from within. Hatch will fight to secure the border once and for all, and take on Mexican drug cartels to halt the flow of deadly fentanyl. Brent Orrin Hatch knows the national debt is just as big a threat to national security. Hatch won't rest until the budget's balanced and won't cave to the big spenders in both parties. Pro-life, deeply committed to religious liberty, rock-solid Utah conservative. Brent Orrin Hatch for Senate. Paid for by Conservative Outsider PAC, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.copac.us.
Hey, have you saved more than $200,000 in an IRA or 401k? You may not realize it now, but you've got a big problem on your hands. And that problem is taxes. Because if you don't take advantage of some tax planning strategies now, Uncle Sam could take a big chunk of your hard-earned retirement savings. Learn how you could reduce the taxes on your IRA and 401k with a free retirement tax savings analysis. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions. If you've saved more than $200,000, Schedule your free tax strategy session now by calling 801-896-9622. Discover the tax planning strategies that could dramatically reduce your taxes in retirement. Call 801-896-9622. That's 801-896-9622.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Common Spirit Health. Hospitals, clinics, and caregivers all connected to advance healthcare in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Healthcare with human kindness is here. Hello, human kindness.
KSL News Time, 1225. A Salic therapist has been awarded the Carnegie Medal of Heroism. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi tells us why.
River Berry, an extreme athlete, was in Moab for mountain biking. She ended up rock climbing, though, to save a base jumper who had slammed into a sheer rock wall and was dangling by his parachute from a rock about 80 feet off the ground. She had never climbed in that area before, and it was very challenging.
Because the rock had never been climbed before. It was wasn't like a rock climb, so it was like very dirty and very crumbly.
Berry managed to safely lower the unidentified and unconscious man to the ground. She learned that humans have incredible capacity to get things done when things go wrong. Berry says she and the man had become close friends, and she visited him at his home in Australia. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money, egg prices are near historic highs. Many parts of the world with Easter and Passover around the corner. One major culprit is the avian flu. In 2022 alone, more than 131 million poultry worldwide died because of the disease. Higher chicken feed costs due to weather and inflation have also impacted egg prices. Dollar Tree is raising prices. The discount store is going to be carrying items that will cost you anywhere from $1.50 to $7. This is the second base price increase in recent years. In 2021, it raised prices to $1.25. Former President Trump's social media app Truth Social will begin trading today. The app's parent company has an estimated market value of $5.5 billion. The former president's stake will be worth $3 billion alone. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 81 points, sitting at 39,393. S&P 500 up by 11, and the NASDAQ up by 47 points. A new report blames the increase in mental health problems in kids and teens on the use of small screens.
While that's probably a contributing factor, a child psychologist with the Huntsman Mental Health Institute thinks there are a lot more things involved.
We had this massive pandemic, and we do know that that contributed to thoughts of suicide, rates of depression, anxiety, social isolation.
Dr. Kristen Francis says children need face-to-face interaction with friends, which was limited during the pandemic.
While some small screens may be harmful, some of it probably was helpful.
She says the increased use of social media is another contributing factor in the decline of children's mental health. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
The GOP speaker is getting weaker. Hopefully, somebody will step forward and lead. Does a new vote against Mike Johnson throw the U.S. House in turmoil again?
Everyone is unserious about having a serious conversation about the finances in this country.
Listen this week as Johnson navigates Republican discontent. Get the latest on Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson this week from 1 to 3
on KSL News Radio.
Hi, this is Doug Wright. There are so many wonderful things coming up right around the corner here in the state of Utah. Take, for example, Conference Weekend in downtown Salt Lake City. Where are you going to take those special visitors from out of town for a great, great dinner? How about Ruth's Chris Steakhouse? Or take the drive up Parley's Canyon and go to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse at Hotel Park City. The food is beyond compare. Whether it's a steak or seafood or poultry, whatever it might be, you will never have a better meal than the meal waiting for you at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. And the side dishes, the desserts, and the attention to detail, your serving staff is absolutely amazing at Ruth's Chris. And don't forget all the other great things that are coming up, too. You know, maybe you're going to go to the theater, a movie. Maybe you're going to head up and do a little skiing. The entertainment is waiting for you here in the state of Utah, and the great meal is waiting for you at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Let's check in now with Ricky Meese.
I am definitely seeing some delays around this accident. 13th East and Westminster. That's about 1900 South. So if you're in the Sugar House area, you can expect some southbound delays and eastbound slowdowns in that area, possibly some northbound delays as well. Again, that's 13th East Westminster, about 1900 South, partially blocking traffic. Salt Lake County freeways looking good. Restrictions remain in place for Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons. Freshen up walls and liven up your halls while supporting local businesses during Park City Gallery Association's monthly gallery. New art provides a finishing touch in creating your project, your perfect space. Details, visit ParkCityGalleryAssociation.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Look for a high of 50 degrees today. Chance for rain, snow showers popping up and drifting south and east. Overnight, 33 degrees with a chance for a little bit of lake effect in Davis, Weber, and Salt Lake counties. Tomorrow, 53, partly cloudy skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City. The temperature now 45 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour. Booster clubs from two national women's soccer teams have spoken out against the jersey sponsor of the Utah Royals FC.
That sponsor is America First Credit Union. The uproar, supporters of the North Carolina Courage, stated on X that the phrase America First has a long history rooted in racism, fascism, and hateful ideology. That post has over 1 million views. The credit union clarified in a statement saying, America comes from its connection with the U.S. government and working with people who worked on military bases. First was meant to reflect our continuing dedication, putting the financial needs of our members at the forefront. Even Governor Spencer Cox voiced his feelings on X that said, just when you think this website can't get any more ridiculous, I had to check if this was a parody account. Sadly, it's not. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
The Utah women's basketball team says they were the target of multiple racist incidents in the days before they were knocked out of the NCAA tournament. While staying in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho on Thursday, a school administrator tells KSL.com someone in a truck yelled the N-word at them while they were going into a restaurant. Then they say two trucks pulled up to them on their way out and shouted the slur again. Utes head coach Lynn Roberts had this to say.
And it was really upsetting, and for our players and staff to not feel safe in an NCAA tournament environment, it's messed up.
Gonzaga and the NCAA did help move the team to a new hotel in Spokane. USA Basketball named their roster today that will play on the 3x3 team in the Paris Olympics, and it includes former BYU National Player of the Year, Jimmer Fredette. Fredette has been competing for a Team USA's 3x3 program since 2022. The team's training camp will take place in Phoenix next month. The Tampered Diesel Truck Restoration Program is looking for people to participate. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi reports that people aren't taking advantage of this money that will improve air quality.
The Davis County program has $190,000 to repair trucks that have broken or tampered emissions controls. But there haven't been very many takers yet. Jay Clark with the county's Environmental Health Division explains some of the reasons why truckers tamper with their controls.
Yeah, there's a lot of information out there. Some people are doing it for the aesthetics. Some believe it gives them better performance, which is a myth out there.
Clark says truckers can receive up to $6,000 to fix the problem, which helps improve air quality for everyone. Trucks create 100 times more pollution than everyday cars. Also, without the fix, truckers won't be able to register their vehicles. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
The winter inversion hit air quality hard last year. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
Salt Lake City and the majority of Utah has much better air quality than other parts of the country, but it's still worse than what the World Health Organization recommends. Manager of the Air Monitoring Section in the Utah Department of Environmental Quality, Bocall, says geography is a big factor.
Let's just take, for example, the Wasatch Front. It is basically in a bowl, and so during our inversions we tend to trap the air pollution in here, and it will accumulate and concentrate until that situation is relieved.
These areas of the state make the quality seem much worse and negatively affect the yearly average. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. A monumental bridge collapse in Baltimore prompting a major emergency response from federal, state, and local officials. Right now, authorities are not looking at terrorism as a motive. ABC's Derek Dennis has more.
A giant vessel able to transport dozens of shipping containers overseas lost propulsion overnight, hitting a support beam for the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The result? Catastrophic. The span buckling and twisting in a violent and spectacular collapse. Maryland Transportation Secretary Paul Wiedeveld.
We'll start to work that, but we'll work hand in hand with the NTSB before we take any further action.
A pothole repair crew working on the bridge falling with it, along with various shipping containers on the dolly. Rebuilding the bridge could take years. Derek Dennis, ABC News, Baltimore.
Other national stories KSL is following this hour. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is hosting Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant at the Pentagon. The two have held a meeting to discuss ongoing U.S.-Israeli security cooperation. And as Austin noted in his opening remarks, the urgent need to get additional humanitarian aid into Gaza.
In Gaza today, the number of civilian casualties is far too high, and the amount of humanitarian aid is far too low. Gaza is suffering a humanitarian catastrophe, and the situation is getting even worse.
Despite expressing empathy for Gaza, Austin affirmed the U.S. bond with Israel, calling it unshakable. He says the United States is Israel's closest friend, and that won't change. First look traffic. Let's check in now with Ricky Meese.
Salt Lake County freeways all clear, but we do have a new surface street crash, 6 North at 1300 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1236.
Spend time with KSL News Radio and get a deeper understanding of the world around us.
I do listen to KSL so much because you've got voices like Boyd Matheson.
I listen to him every day.
You can trust him.
Inside Sources, weekdays 1 to 3
on KSL News Radio.
3 days only. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Save thousands on hot tubs and swim spas. It's a major manufacturer's liquidation of hundreds of in-stock spas. Utah State Fair Park. Hot tubs discounted 40 to 80% to the lowest possible price, starting at $29.99. Free professional delivery. Take possession tomorrow, next week, next month, or next season. The Hot Tub and Swim Spa Sale. Utah State Fair Park. Shop over a dozen models of swim spas from 11 feet to over 19 feet. Swim spas offer low-impact exercise, active family fun, unsurpassed relaxation, and installation in one day. The Hot Tub and Swim Spa Sale. Everything must go. Free parking, free admission. You can't afford to miss this. It's a major manufacturer's liquidation of hundreds of in-stock spas.
Friday, noon to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
The Hot Tub and Swim Spa Sale. Utah State Fair Park. Visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
Join KSL, the movie show, this Friday from 10 to 1 at the Layton NPS Store at 1150 North Main Street in Layton, npsstore.com.
See the high-flying dunks, show-stopping blocks, and crowd-silencing threes at Delta Center this season. With an action-packed schedule, it's easy to get to a Jazz game. Pick out an unmissable matchup or just a tip-off time that works for you. It's time to put on your Jazz gear and head to the game. Come with a friend, a loved one, or as a group. See all available tickets and options at utahjazz.com or call or text 801-355-DUNK.
Save up to 20 cents off per gallon using Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Find a Sinclair station, store amenities, purchase history, and enjoy a simple, secure way to pay for fuel. Download the free app.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top story this hour. University of Utah women's basketball team is speaking out about the racism that they experienced while staying in Idaho for the NCAA tournament. They say they were asked to stay more than 30 minutes away from the venue, and they had the N-word screamed at them multiple times. KSL News Time, 1238. New charges are being filed against an accused shoplifter in Payson who was shot by police. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has more.
KSL.com reports 20-year-old Octavio Salas faces a number of charges, including attempted aggravated murder and lesser charges of interfering with police and retail theft after a call by officers to Pace and Market on Main Street back on March 13th. According to charging documents, Salas took a tray of sushi and left the store without paying. A short time later, officers who spotted Salas walking down the street ordered him to stop and come to them, but he refused. The officers then noticed Salas was carrying a knife and ordered him to drop it. He did not. Instead, he told officers to shoot him. Police say tasers were deployed twice, but were ineffective. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
Cleanup continues on the crash in Parley's Canyon, westbound I-80 at the top of the on-ramp at Lamb's Canyon, but it is almost cleared. We have two surface street crashes downtown. This one could be causing some backups. 13th East Westminster, that's 1900 South. It's been partially blocking traffic. And a new accident called out 1300 West at 6 North. The good news is Valley Freeway traffic rolling along and looking good. Get Mr. Mack's Performance Missionary Package, including one performance suit, four and collar stretch shirts, three ties, one mission belt, one pair of Echo or Johnston & Murphy shoes, just $595. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
On the chilly side again today, 50 degrees the high, rain, snow, showers. Overnight, 33 with a chance for lake effect. 53 tomorrow afternoon, partly cloudy skies. It's a dry day Wednesday. Thursday, back at it with a cold front. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Six people still unaccounted for after a container ship ran into a bridge in Baltimore. The NTSB holding a news conference right now updating the situation. Let's listen in for a moment.
And of course, with bridges and other highway infrastructure. And for this, there were many that were affected by this collapse, and our deepest sympathies go out to the families, loved ones, and others who have been affected. I'm going to get questions on fatalities and injuries, which I'm not going to answer. That is not something that the NTSB answers. I will refer you to local authorities on all of that information. What I can tell you is a search and rescue is still underway. So we are very hopeful, and again, our thoughts are with the families and their loved ones. Again, we got here at 6 a.m., and we are standing back to allow the Coast Guard and search and rescue to continue their search and rescue operations while we gather information from the command post. There is a lot of information that we can begin to collect. We have a team of 24 on scene, including Member Brown and me. The team of experts include experts in nautical operations, and what they're going to look at and begin to collect is information on vessel operations, safety history, safety record, the look at the owner, the look at the operator, and the look at the operations this day. Today, they will also look at company policy, any sort of safety management system or safety management program will be looked at by them and our human performance team as well. We have a human performance expert here. We have an engineering team. We have survival factors, and then we have a team here that is getting the recorders. We also have a highway safety team, our team out of the Office of Highway Safety, including structural engineers, bridge experts who will be here and are continuing to come in. We have a few here, and one or two others are coming in the next few hours.
Federal transportation officials are on the scene now in Baltimore of that bridge collapse after that container ship hit the bridge. We're going to continue to follow this story and bring you updates throughout the day here on KSL.
They say it takes 10,000 hours to become an expert. You may not have that kind of time for weatherization, energy efficiency, and appliance rebates, but we do. Dominion Energy's ThermWise program has experts who know where and how to save money. They help homeowners and businesses find simple ways to conserve natural gas and rebates through upgrades that may help to save even more. We put our energy into helping you conserve it so you can spend your 10,000 hours becoming an expert in what matters to you. Start with a home energy plan at thermwise.com.
In the history of the world, nobody has ever said, yay, we need a new roof. But when things aren't quite right up there, don't wait. Call IWC Roofing, the highest rated roofing contractor in Utah. IWC has been in business since 1997, and they offer the best value pricing in Utah, along with the best warranty in the business. They're one of the few Owens Corning Platinum certified roofers in the entire state. They have their own installers, no subcontractors crawling around on your roof. And at IWC Roofing, they'll send you pictures from up on the roof to show that you're getting exactly what you paid for. In most cases, they'll re-roof your home in one day. They'll clean up and pressure wash your driveway. IWC roofs more homes than any other company in Utah, so they can offer you a better price. And right now, an extra $1,500 off your new roof. Call IWC Roofing for a no-pressure quote, 801-232-5690. Call 801-232-5690 or go to IWCRoofingUtah.com.
Well, hello, it's me again. And like me, I'll bet you're ready for spring and a little green lawn again. I've got a tip. Don't spend a fortune hiring a lawn care company. Save some money and do it yourself. And here's how. Go to J&J Garden Center in Layton and purchase their simple, color-coded five-step fertilizer system that covers up to 10,000 square feet and will rejuvenate your lawn for just $199.98. And nobody beats J&J's price. So for a lush, healthy, green lawn, come and try J&J Garden Center's five-step fertilizer system. I promise you won't regret it. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then West 2 miles. You've got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home, J&J Garden Center.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Salt Lake County District Attorney Zim Gill says detectives were able to link several hit and runs back to the same driver because he allegedly drove the same vehicle and accelerated each time. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
Second, the Utah Royals are taking some heat because of their jersey sponsors. Some football clubs are speaking out about America First Credit Union because of what America First implies. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
It's a good drive on the Valley freeways, but we do have two crashes, one at 6 North, 1300 West, the other at 13th East Westminster, which is approximately 1900 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Showers with rain and snow today, then dry tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 45 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national story.
This is a special report from ABC News, Baltimore Bridge Collapse. I'm Michelle Franzen. The search continues for six people still unaccounted for after that cargo ship slammed into a section of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, causing it to collapse. President Biden offering condolences and says federal aid and resources are on the fast track to help Baltimore recover.
Search and rescue operation is our top priority. Ship traffic in the Port of Baltimore has been suspended until further notice.
ABC's Sam Sweeney says the investigation is now centering on what caused the ship to lose power and control.
The crew who takes this on this 27-day journey was not actually in control of the ship at the time. When you are in a harbor like this in a confined water space, they bring on what are known as local pilots. They are experts in this area. They know where the ship needs to go. They know where it needs to go underneath the bridges and how to get safely out into the open water.
Authorities say there are no signs of terrorism. This is ABC News.
Well, as you just heard on ABC News, and we've been telling you since early this morning, a monumental bridge collapse in Baltimore, Maryland, shocking the country this morning. The NTSB is now on the scene holding a news conference at this hour. Let's listen in to what the NTSB spokesperson has to say.
Again, I know this is all information you're looking for. The information we get, which often happens in a large event where there are a lot of entities, is there is conflicting information. The NTSB focuses on the facts, so we will figure that out and be able to provide that information in the coming days. Today is far too early for that. Nothing on the timeline so far.
How critical will a voyage data reporter be to investigating?
How critical will a Voyage data recorder be to investigating this? It will be critical. It's a critical piece of our investigation, which is why we have a recorders team here.
Have you been able to investigate or figure out why this ship did not immediately drop anchor when the power went out and they were on course to fly to this bridge?
Again, that will be the question is on dropping anchor and whether they did or did not, and the timing on that. Again, that'll be part of our investigation and part of our timeline. I can provide you more information on that in the coming days, but not today.
Rina Bhardwaj, ANI, just wanted to check, do you have any information on the crew that was on board, their nationality? Were there 22 Indians on board? Apparently there's a report that says there were 22 Indians who were on board.
The question is, who was on board the vessel and nationalities? I've heard conflicting information on that as well. We will have to get back to you on that. Yes.
Do you have any reason to believe there were major deficiencies with the vessel before it set sail? What are you learning from previous inspections?
The question is, were there any deficiencies on the vessel before it sailed? And will we be looking at any safety information? That is part of our investigation, where we look at in depth at safety information, anything that may have occurred prior to this, any sort of safety history with respect to the vessel, any sort of maintenance that was done to a vessel or component on the ship.
And again, federal officials are on the scene in Baltimore of that bridge collapse earlier today. We'll continue to follow that story for you. Let's get you up to date now on traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Mies.
Some more snowy and slushy surface streets, this time in Utah County, particularly Highway 89 State Street in the Pleasant Grove and Linden area. We are seeing some slower speeds there. Valley Freeway traffic looking good. We still have the cleanup of the crash at 13th East Westminster. That's about 1900 South, as well as the crash at 6 North and 1300 West. Now, scanners are calling out an auto pedestrian accident. This is going to be near the hospital at 5200 South, just to the side of State at 50 East. Zero Res, get one room clean starting at just $25 with a four-room minimum and 25% off all other services. Use promo code CLEANWEEK, Zero Res. Ricky Mies in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast, we've got more rain, snow, showers this afternoon with a high of 50 degrees. 53, partly cloudy on Wednesday, that's a bye day. We're then back to the wet weather on Thursday afternoon, 60 degrees with a cold front bringing in valley rain and mountain snow. Friday, 57, mostly cloudy, 60 and mostly cloudy. On Saturday, Easter Sunday, chance for showers, 61 degrees. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 45 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets, a lot of good numbers today. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
How much is your health worth? I've been thinking about this a lot lately, and I thought about it a few years ago before I lost the weight with Soda Weight Loss. And I thought, man, if I just lose some weight, that would help with so many other things. Because my doctor had talked to me about how instead of taking a pill for cholesterol and everything else, why not try to lose weight? Well, I did. I finally did with Soda Weight Loss. They made it easy to lose weight and to address my health issues. I feel so much better. I feel healthier and I can do so much more. And I'm not the only one. Here, for example, this is John.
Well, my diabetes A1C was 5.89, 6 point something. And when I went back, I was at 4.9. Joint mobility is so much better.
There is no part of your health that's not going to improve when you lose weight. Soda will get you there. And here's the best part, keep you there for the rest of your life. Go to sodaweightloss.com. That's S-O-T-A weightloss.com. Soda is state of the art.
There are products that offer up to a 20% upfront bonus just for opening an account and up to 12% per year for retirement income. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and I've heard from other advisors saying this is too good to be true. No, it's not. We are one of the few who can offer products like these because we're independent. We're not registered with a broker-dealer who tells us what we have to sell, and we don't have to answer to a board of directors who prioritize shareholders over clients. So, is an upfront bonus up to 20% and 12% per year growth for income too good to be true? For most advisors, yes, but not Trajan Wealth. The fact that many of our clients come from other financial advisors is a testament to our value. Experience the Trajan Wealth difference for yourself. Call 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600.
Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance.
Do you know how to tell if a clogged drain is something to worry about or not? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I understand it's annoying and inconvenient, but sometimes a clogged drain can be a sign there's a more serious issue with your sewer mainline. If the drains in the lowest level of your home aren't draining, or you flush a toilet and it comes up somewhere else like a shower or a floor drain, I'm urging you to look at this as more than just an annoyance. The last thing I want you to experience is a sewer backup. If you're a homeowner experiencing any of these issues, the first step would be to snake the line to see if it's just a blockage, which one of our drain techs can do for only $29. Yep, you heard that right. Any Hour Services will snake any drain line with normal access for only $29. Sinks, showers, tubs, toilets, floor drains, laundry drains, even that sewer main line that connects to the city. We'll snake any line for just $29. For help with your drain issues, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7700. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
What's in your garden? Oakdale Organic Compost nutrient-rich formula makes vegetables, flowers, trees, and lawns grow beautifully. No wonder it's the official compost of Thanksgiving Point. Visit Oakdale.com.
KSL News Time 1255. The IRS says almost 8,000 Utahns have unclaimed money from their 2020 tax return.
The IRS estimates that about a million Americans are missing out on over $1 billion in tax refunds from 2020, according to a new report from the agency. And the money's got a timer attached. On May 17th of this year, any money not reclaimed by taxpayers gets absorbed back into the U.S. Treasury. IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel says it's important for people to check if they filed a 2020 return, and they can do that by either calling the IRS or looking for an email verification saying the IRS got their paperwork. The IRS estimates the median check that could be going to people who file their returns here in Utah would be $836. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money, high car prices are proving to be the new normal. Experts say prices have eased, but they will never return back to the pre-pandemic levels. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is up by 80 points, sitting at 39,393. S&P 500 up by 11 points, the NASDAQ up by 49.
Hey guys, meet Salt Lake City's favorite men's health expert.
Hi, I'm Eric Ramos, healthcare provider at Revive Men's Health. I've been treating men suffering from low T and ED for over 5 years. And before that, I was a combat medic in the Army and a Navy corpsman in the Marine Corps, responsible for my men and their health every day. I understand firsthand the health challenges that impact men. Many of my patients come to me because they've noticed a lack of energy, loss of strength, increased belly fat, and even depression. Low T can impact your whole life, but so can proper treatment of it. And hearing that my patients are back to living life to the fullest, that's the best part of my job.
Guys, if you're looking for affordable, guaranteed low T and ED solutions, contact Revive for a free T check and exam today, saving you $199. Call 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit RevivemensHealth.com.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-519-6360. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-519-6360 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They they can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-519-6360 to see if you qualify. That's 800-519-6360.
For fabulous food, atmosphere, and tradition, Five Alls Restaurant offers memorable dining for any occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, proms, graduation, engagement, and more. FiveAlls.com.
Sign up for KSL text alerts and you could win cash. Text the word cash to 57500 for a chance to win $250. That's cash to 57500. Plus, you'll get breaking news and traffic updates right to your phone. Want to win more prizes? Text contest to 57500. Jazz fans, text the word jazz for breaking Utah Jazz news. And Cougar fans, text BYU to 57500 for the latest on the Cougars. Message and data rates may apply. For an alternate entry method and complete contest rules, go to KSLNewsRadio.com.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Ricky?
Well, I think this was actually sleet coming down along I-84 at the mouth of Weber Canyon in the South Weber area. And along with a lane restriction, it did make for some slowdowns. Also, a snowy, slushy drive on parts of State Street in Pleasant Grove and Linden. And an auto pedestrian accident, 5200 South, just to the side of State Street. And the cleanup of a crash at 1300 West, 600 North. Spring is here and new deals are blooming at Murdoch Chevrolet. Receive up to $9,000 off or 2.9% for 6 years on a Silverado 1500. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Taking a look at the forecast for the Wasatch Front, pretty much what you see is what you're going to get. Still a 50% chance of showers today. Today's high 50 degrees, right now 45 degrees downtown.